The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. Northwestern hosts Penn State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Yeah, you know, obviously our thoughts and prayers are with all those impacted by the tragedy in Las Vegas. We'd like to obviously lift all those families up and especially give a big thank you to all the first responders that obviously ran into harm's way to help serve and protect folks, and just very with a very heavy heart. It's a tough way to start the week, but puts football in perspective, to say the least. So with that, how about some questions, please?
Thank you, Coach. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Dave Campbell, Associated Press.
Hey, Coach, how would you say that the defenses in the league are, you know, some of the top in the country once again? A lot of many Big Ten teams ranking among the top 10, 20 in the nation. How would you say that quality of the defense in the league is now compared to when you played 20, 25 years ago?
Well, Dave, hope you're well. Well, first of all, we all wore neck rolls back then, and we didn't play really too far outside of the tackle box. So the game has changed a ton. We've got one of our great recruiting assistants here, Brian Payton, played running back at Indiana, and you know, I was mentioning some of the players that I was comparing Saquon Barkley to, and I mentioned Tishmunga Biakabatuka, and, you know, only guys in the neck roll generation know who that cat is, but Brian knew who he was, so we were having a great chuckle. But defensively, you know, I think these defenses, these young men are incredible athletes. And, you know, the speed of the game, the size, the strength, it's not even close to a much more athletic game than it was 25 years ago. We had some good athletes, but nothing like now.
Would it be fair to say that more and more of the best athletes that come on out of high school are maybe more likely to find a spot on the defense than, you know, having used to maybe be steered more toward a skill position on offense?
Yeah, you know, I don't know about that per se. You know, if I'm a high school coach, I'm probably putting my best player at quarterback, you know.
Sure.
And maybe middle linebacker or safety, then backed up obviously by running back. So I'm not sure about that. I do think that you know, it's probably two platooning. I mean, I'll go back. You want to talk about 25 years ago in high school? I played both ways. You know, you don't see that very often anymore. So maybe to the two platoons have changed that to where guys are maybe specializing in one position, maybe a little bit earlier in their playing days than maybe they were 25 years ago.
Thanks.
Yeah, you bet, buddy. Hope you're well.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Lee Barfnett, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Fitz. How we doing?
I'm great, Lee. How you doing, partner?
Good. Hey, I was at your game last week. After watching film, can you kind of rate Wisconsin's defense regarding the 8 sacks and maybe your offensive line and what part they might have played in that?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, two of the plays, they beat us clean, so you got to credit Wisconsin. They just beat our guy one-on-one. We had 2 communication issues.
Okay.
You know, we held the ball a couple of times that we need to get the ball out of our hands. And then they covered us down a couple of times, which I think led to a couple of coverage sacks. I think they're outstanding. I mean, we thought they were outstanding going into the game. I thought we handled it well for 3 quarters.
Right.
We didn't execute in the 3rd quarter, and credit Wisconsin. We knew they were going to come out with a fury. They kind of played that way. You know, you look at the opener against Utah State. You know, that was kind of a game that was similar where Utah State played well early, and then we knew that Wisconsin was going to come back. Those were things we talked about at halftime, and,
right.
You know, we just didn't answer their response, which was disappointing, but I think we then answered that, and we got ourselves back in the game. We just made a couple of costly mistakes down the stretch that against a very good football team you just can't do in this league and expect to win.
Right. Clayton's an experienced, talented guy, but does that kind of pressure wear on a guy no matter what, how many games you played or how good you are?
I don't think, you know, it could. I don't think it does with his character, though. You know, He came in yesterday. You know, he's a part of our leadership council. He's one of our captains. And when we met yesterday on some things as a leadership council, you know, we talk a lot about here about just fessing the mistakes and fixing it. You know, you got to take responsibility for it and you got to fix it. And he was the first one to take responsibility for some of his actions. And that's what true leaders do. You don't, you know, Randy Walker had the great line, you don't point fingers, you point thumbs. And it starts with us as coaches, and we got to help them. And, you know, I thought Mick and the offensive staff, I thought we came out with a great plan. I guarantee you Mike and the staff are going to like some of the things we did in Nebraska as a blueprint to help them. I mean, there's that I think we showed that, you know, we thought schematically would give us some things. And to credit Coach Leonard and his staff, they responded too. So, well coached. I mean, Paul Christ does an outstanding job. I mean, I, again, how he's not voted the coach of the year in our league over the last few years is mind-boggling to me. I mean, he is outstanding. We played the players he recruited in the bowl game at Pitt last year. If I would get a vote today, I'm voting for Paul and his staff. I just and not to diminish what James and his staff are doing, or Irvin or other guys, or you know, that's not the point. I've been so impressed with the consistency of Paul and his staff and the way that their players play. It's just a testament to all the way that they run the whole program.
Appreciate you, Fitz. Thanks.
Yeah, buddy.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Laco Cats, bye-bye.